This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
I've got Seth Mosley on the line. He's the lead singer and guitarist for Me in Motion. How are you going, Seth?
Doing great. I love that saying, how you going? We say how you doing in the States. I always get so confused.
You'll have to keep it and take it to the States with you.
I know. I'm going to start saying this to people and they'll just look at me weird.
Well, straight into the music now. You've only just released your debut album. Tell us a little bit about it.
Last year was our first debut album under Me in Motion. We released a new song just recently too, as a single called Eye of the Hurricane. Working on some new material now too, but our debut album really just captures the idea of inspiring people to not be complacent and just to live out their faith. And our new song, Eye of the Hurricane, that's out right now, really just addresses the question of pain and just, you know, where do we run when we hit, you know, go through the storms of life and how we can just turn to God through it all.
Because a mantle, I guess, of your band is that you want to see people living out their faith. So what do you think the idea of Me in Motion as an idea looks like?
Well, I mean, it can be anything. I was just thinking about it the other day. The band name was inspired by a Leo Tolstoy quote that says, everybody thinks about changing the world, but nobody thinks about changing himself. And that just really spoke to me in my personal walk, just to wake up every day with the conviction that today I'm going to do something, whether it's small or big, just to go out and just make myself a bit uncomfortable in the sense of just going out of my way to just love somebody or just to really be Jesus's hands and feet. And that's what we really want to inspire everybody to do. And I hope that speaks to them. Mm.
You've said before that you want to inspire kids, show them what living for Christ is like. Do you guys see yourself kind of as youth leaders through music?
Yeah, in some ways. When you get on stage, you're as much of an example as you are a musician or performer. You're not just putting on a show, but you're leaving a lasting impression. And when you're on a stage playing music, it's a powerful way to speak as well too, that I don't think gets heard in a lot of other forums. I know me personally, growing up, I was just so impacted by a lot of the bands like Newsboys and Jars of Clay, DC Talk, and Audio Adrenaline. I just grew up going to their shows and just, you know, you're just really into it and you're really listening to their message, and it really sticks with you for the rest of your life. So there's a lot of responsibility that goes with it, and yeah, you're kind of like a youth pastor in some ways.
To inspire those kids, what's your message to them?
Well, the message is it's that being a Christian and following Christ, you know, is possible. Nowadays, with just so many distractions and just everything, you're getting fed by the media all the time and just kind of an instant gratification society, it's really easy just to feel like, man, how can I even just be a Christian and follow Jesus and all this? But we really want to inspire kids just to know that they can do it, and just to have a strong group of friends around them that can support them in that, and then in turn go out and share that same message with other kids around them.
Would you say that one of the bands that sort of has done that for you is the Newsboys?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they were my first CD I ever got, and Tim, our bass player, I think his first concert he ever went to, and they definitely paved the road for a lot of other people like us who are doing it now.
So what's it like, having loved them and looked up to them and everything, what's it like now producing for them? Because you did their number one single, Born Again, just recently.
Yeah, did the Born Again record and got to write on about 11 songs on that. And just recently produced a record with Peter Furler as well, too. So it's just been kind of a bit of a trip, but it's been a blessing at the same time just to get to know the guys and just know that, you know, their hearts are genuine. It's the same, you know, they live the same thing that they've sang and preached all the years. That's just really refreshing to see, and it's just been a blessing to be involved in.
Talking about getting out on the road, from what I hear, you guys have a pretty an interesting record when it comes to your cars and vehicles on the road. What's one of the most crazy experiences you've had?
I'm going to say the craziest thing that ever happened to our van. Me and Motion was driving through Texas on the way to California on a tour with Pillar and Red, and just out of nowhere came flying about a 40-inch semi-tire, and it just smashed right into the side of the van and smashed the trailer in. At the same time, it was pretty life-threatening, so I'm really thankful that that none of the guys got hurt.
Yeah.
That has to be the craziest thing ever, that just this huge tire comes flying out of the air, and you're like, what is that? And then all of a sudden it smashes into the side of the van. Dex. And Dex is just fighting to have control.
Mm.
And did a great job with that. But it's pretty crazy to think back on.
That element of being on the road aside, what do you love most about touring?
Obviously, besides getting to see all the new places, I think it really opens up your eyes just with all the different people that you meet. I mean, it can be said the same thing just about even traveling and getting out of your hometown, but you just hear so many people's stories, and I think we all just have a lot better perspective after being on the road for years that we have, just understanding people and just having kind of just loving them even more, I think.
Given that you're sort of relatively new, I guess, this is your first album, what are you sort of setting out to do from here with your music?
We're obviously wanting to take that same message that we have been, but I think we want to go a lot of new directions, even just with the sound of it. Where I was telling somebody earlier that I just bought a ukulele, and so I've been learning how to play that and started playing piano live a little bit. So it's a little less just, you know, straight out rock and roll, but it's going to have a lot of fun and interesting different musical elements in it that we never did before.
That's sounding like it's going to be some good fun.
Yeah, I think so. The songs are coming great, so I can't wait for y'all to hear.
We have this thing called the 120 Seconds of Getting to Know You Quiz Bonanza. Are you up for it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so do you think Adam, as in Adam and Eve, had a belly button?
I think he didn't.
Okay, do you prefer pan-fried or thin and crispy pizza?
Thin and crispy.
What did you want to be when you grew up?
I wanted to be a football player when I was a kid, but I am doing what I wanted to do the rest of the time.
Would you ever go skydiving?
Yes, absolutely.
What would you choose as your last meal?
My last meal would definitely be Indian food.
Awesome choice. Have you ever cried while watching a chick flick?
Absolutely. Walk to Remember.
Oh, that. Yeah, okay. I can understand that. Do you think it's okay to wear socks with sandals?
No, absolutely not.
Would you rather buy a band's record or see them live?
Depends on the band.
Okay. And final question, if you could go anywhere in the world, where would you go?
The North Pole.
Awesome. Thank you for speaking with me tonight, Seth Mosley from Me in Motion.
Thanks.
This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.